GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Podcast, Food Preservation Methods. Hello and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-critical topics in OCR food preparation and nutrition, food preservation methods. Now, this topic is absolutely crucial because it combines scientific principles with practical food safety knowledge, and OCR examiners love to test your understanding of the mechanisms behind preservation, not just memorizing methods. This topic typically appears in both short answer questions worth 4 to 6 marks and extended response questions worth up to 9 marks, so mastering it can seriously boost your grade. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the science of food spoilage, explore 5 major preservation methods, tackle common exam mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. First, let's talk about why food spoils in the first place. Food spoilage happens through 3 main pathways: physical damage like bruising, chemical reactions such as oxidation, and biological activity from microorganisms. The microorganisms are the big one for examiners. You need to distinguish between spoilage organisms like yeasts and molds that make food unpleasant but not necessarily dangerous, and pathogenic bacteria, which cause food poisoning. Now, here's the framework that will save you in every preservation question: FATTOM. This acronym stands for the 6 conditions bacteria need to grow. F is for food or nutrients, particularly proteins and carbohydrates. F is for acidity, with bacteria thriving in a pH range of 4.6 to 7.5. The first T is temperature, with the danger zone being 5 to 63 degrees Celsius. The second T is time, because bacteria multiply rapidly in the danger zone after 2 to 4 hours. O is for oxygen, with some bacteria needing it and others growing without it. And M is for moisture, measured as water activity, with most bacteria requiring a water activity above 0.85. Every single preservation method works by removing or altering at least one of these FATTOM conditions. Let me say that again. Every preservation method targets FATTOM. If you can explain which factor is being controlled, you'll earn those analysis marks. Let's look at 5 key methods. Number 1, freezing. When you freeze food at minus 18 degrees Celsius, ice crystals form inside bacterial cells, disrupting their structure and making them dormant. Notice I said dormant, not dead. This is a massive exam mistake students make. Freezing does not kill bacteria, it just stops them from reproducing. Once the food thaws, bacteria can become active again, which is why you must never refreeze thawed food. Freezing removes the temperature condition from FATTOM. Number 2, dehydration. This method removes moisture from food, reducing water activity below 0.85. Without water, bacteria cannot transport nutrients or carry out metabolic processes, so growth is inhibited. Think of dried fruits, jerky, or powdered milk. Dehydration targets the moisture factor in FATTOM, a key point for examiners. Dehydration doesn't kill bacteria either, it just prevents growth. Number 3, pasteurization. This is a heat treatment method, typically heating milk to 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds, then rapidly cooling it. The heat denatures bacterial proteins and enzymes, killing pathogenic bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli. However, pasteurization is not the same as sterilization. Some heat-resistant spores can survive, which is why pasteurized milk still needs refrigeration. This method uses temperature to destroy pathogens. Number 4, canning. This combines heat and sealing. Food is placed in airtight containers and heated to very high temperatures, often above 121 degrees Celsius under pressure, to kill all bacteria and spores. The vacuum seal prevents recontamination. Canning achieves commercial sterility, meaning the food is safe indefinitely as long as the seal remains intact. This removes oxygen and uses extreme temperature. Number 5, pickling. This uses acidic solutions, typically vinegar with a pH of 3 to 4, sometimes combined with salt. The low pH disrupts bacterial cell membranes and denatures enzymes, inhibiting growth. Think of pickled cucumbers or onions. Pickling targets the acidity factor in FATTOM. Now, let's quickly cover enzymic browning, because this appears in almost every OCR paper. Enzymic browning is a chemical reaction where the enzyme polyphenol oxidase, or PPO, reacts with phenolic compounds in the presence of oxygen to produce brown melanin pigments. This happens when you cut an apple and it turns brown. It's not the same as oxidation alone. Enzymes are essential. To prevent enzymic browning, you have 4 main strategies. Acidulation: adding lemon juice lowers the pH below the enzyme's optimum range, inhibiting activity. Blanching: briefly heating food to 75 to 85 degrees Celsius, denatures the enzyme permanently. Vacuum packing, removing oxygen eliminates a necessary component of the reaction. In refrigeration, low temperatures slow enzyme activity but don't stop it completely. Right, let's talk about how to avoid losing marks. Mistake number one, vague language. Never say bacteria are killed by cold temperatures or food is kept hot. Examiners want precision. Say bacteria are rendered dormant at minus 18 degrees Celsius or food is held at 75 degrees Celsius to prevent bacterial multiplication. Mistake number two, confusing use by and best before dates. Use by dates are about safety and relate to pathogenic bacteria. Eating food past its use by date poses a health risk. Best before dates are about quality and organoleptic properties like taste, texture, and appearance. Food past its best before date is still safe but may not taste as good. Mistake number three, not linking preservation to fat Tom. If a question asks, explain how freezing preserves food, you must state which fat Tom factor is being controlled. A full marks answer would say, freezing at minus 18 degrees Celsius removes the temperature condition necessary for bacterial reproduction. Ice crystals disrupt bacterial cell structure, rendering bacteria dormant but not dead. Mistake number four, treating all microorganisms the same. Distinguish between bacteria, yeasts, molds, and viruses. Each has different growth requirements and responses to preservation. Top exam tip, in extended response questions, use the command word to guide your answer structure. Explain requires you to give reasons and mechanisms. Evaluate requires you to weigh benefits against drawbacks, such as preservation effectiveness versus nutritional loss. Discuss requires a balanced argument with evidence on multiple sides. Okay, time to test your recall. I'll give you five questions. Pause after each one to answer in your head. Question one, what does the acronym FAT TOM stand for? Question two, true or false, freezing kills bacteria? Question three, what temperature and time are used in pasteurization of milk? Question four, name the enzyme responsible for enzymic browning. Question five, which preservation method uses a pH of 3 to 4 to inhibit bacterial growth? Answers. FAT TOM stands for food acidity, temperature, time, oxygen, and moisture. False freezing renders bacteria dormant, not dead. Pasteurization uses 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds. The enzyme is polyphenol oxidase, or PPO. And pickling uses acidic conditions. Brilliant. Let's recap. Food preservation works by controlling FAT TOM conditions to prevent bacterial growth. The five key methods are freezing, which induces dormancy, dehydration, which removes moisture, pasteurization, which uses heat to kill pathogens, canning, which combines heat and sealing for sterility, and pickling, which uses acidity. Remember to distinguish between killing and inhibiting bacteria, use precise temperatures and pH values, and always link your answers to the specific FAT TOM factor being controlled. This topic is worth significant marks across multiple papers, so make sure you can explain mechanisms, not just list methods. Practice applying FAT TOM to unfamiliar scenarios because OCR loves to test application, not just recall. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing, stay precise, and you'll ace this topic. Good luck with your revision.